yesterday, but Francis remained alert.
A West New York, Pennsylvania police officer has been killed in a shootout at a hospital. WHP-TV's Candace Scalise is at UPMC Memorial Hospital, where the gunman had entered the ICU.
We're told that he actually pointed the gun at a UPMC staff member who was being held hostage with zip ties, and he threatened to shoot that person. That's when police backed away, and then more officers came in and approached the suspect, and they started opening fire.
Two other officers and three hospital staffers were shot and wounded. No patients were hurt. Police say the gunman had been at the hospital earlier in the week for a medical issue involving someone else. Israel has yet to release 600 Palestinian prisoners in exchange for the six hostages Hamas released today. Oliver McTernan is an expert on conflict mediation.
I think it complicates it unnecessarily. You need to keep the process going. I think the next step would be the Palestinian prisoners are released as soon as possible. You need to keep a momentum.
Israel says it will not release the prisoners until Hamas ends what Israel calls the humiliating ceremonies it holds when it hands over hostages. If you're a federal employee, keep an eye out for an email from Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. CBS's Willie James Inman explains.
Federal employees have begun receiving an email with instructions to reply with five bullet points of what they accomplished in the last week, with a deadline set for late Monday evening.
Musk says workers who don't reply by the deadline will be expected to resign. DOGE is expected to fire 5,400 probationary employees at the Pentagon next week. Last night, President Trump fired several top Pentagon employees, including the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. The FDA has issued a recall for drinks brought through food service providers. CBS's Jerika Duncan has details.
Cartons of supplemental frozen shakes sold to nursing homes and other institutions are being recalled because of a deadly listeria outbreak. They affected brands are Lions, ReadyCare, and Cisco Imperial. 11 deaths have been reported while people in 21 states have been sickened.
Listeria symptoms include fever, muscle aches, and nausea. In severe cases, stiff neck and convulsions. This is CBS News.
A riddle. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Time is up. The IRS is in full collection mode for 2024, issuing liens, levies, and garnishments to anyone who has a past tax debt or unfiled tax returns. Don't wait till it's too late. Your paycheck and bank accounts are at risk of being seized. Call now and stop the collection process today. If you're living check to check, no matter how much you're making, you still may qualify for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. It's just a five-minute call to get your options, and it's free. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wager bank levy, or finally just want to sleep better, business or personal, call the experts at Republic Tax Relief while there's still time. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. It's tough. This veteran-owned company has the fight you need to take on the IRS. Don't go at it alone. The call is free. Call their hotline number now, 800-298-6544. That's 800-298-6544. Find out if you qualify today. Call 800-298-6544 or go to republictaxrelief.com.
There's a new list of the most expensive cities when it comes to keeping warm.
The cities where a cold snap burns a bigger hole through homeowners' wallets, making it more expensive to stay warm during the winter, are found in a report from HomeGnome.com.
We looked at the energy costs, the lack of energy efficiency in the homes, the size of the home, the number of cold days, the heating degree days, and the age of the homes.
HomeGnome editor Jeff Herman says if you live in these areas, you're paying the most.
Ohio, Missouri, and Michigan, the upper Midwest to Midwest area.
And the top five most expensive cities to heat a home.
Cleveland's number one, Dayton number two, Independence, Missouri three, St. Joseph, Missouri four, and Flint, Michigan number five.
Surveyed were nearly 500 of the biggest U.S. cities. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
Oscar frontrunner Anora has won Best Film, Best Director, and Best Lead Actor at the Independent Spirit Awards. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low around 20. And for tomorrow, a partly sunny sky and warmer with highs in the mid-30s. Temps jump up into the 40s through the next week, staying warm with a few rain showers around. Right now, it's 22.
WRJN. We please. days when the weather's high. We go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy. The life we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee.
Radio Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. New game, laughing and running, hey, hey, skipping and jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts thumping, and you, a brown eyed girl. So slow, gone down the old man with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there a lot. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. You, my brown eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la. Put us on this reservation. Took away our ways of life. The tomahawk and the bowie knife. Took away our native tongue. Their English to our young. And all the beads we made by hand on our days made in Japan. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. They took the whole
shirt and tie. I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. But maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return.
Like a-
hear hometown radio refreshed. WRJN.
I'm Earl Ingram, host of The Earl Ingram Show. We're celebrating Black History Month by sharing some powerful interviews and stories featuring Wisconsin's own trailblazers. We're also listening to you because conversations can make a difference.
It's got to be had, and we have to have it on a regular basis, not only on the air, but around the coffee table. I was more optimistic than before than I am now. America's taken a big backward step.
I do try to have that conversation about racial disparity and give small history lessons as much as I can.
Join us to continue the conversations as we stand together and learn together. And let's celebrate Black History Month every month. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
1, 2, 3 All right. Got to know how to pony it. Like Pony Maroney. Mashed potato. Do the alligator. Put your hand on your hips, yeah. Let your backbone slip. Do the 1, 2, 3
I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One, touching one.
Sunlight plays upon her head. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the
somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
saw Marie, she went waving me goodbye. Harry home drops on the cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
And whatever comes our way, yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving place. Fire all of the guns and bombs and explode into space. I like smoking lightning, heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind. We'll be right back.
just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio. And wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. Our love affair with tenderness and feelings that we've come to know. You swear you've heard it before, as it slowly rambles on and on. No need in bringing them back, cause they're never really gone.
Just an old-fashioned love song coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old Frisky and old Frisco.
a pretty little chick wherever you go.
News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. The elderly leader of the world's Catholics is fighting a serious infection. We get the latest from Rome.
Pope Francis is now in a critical condition after a respiratory crisis at the hospital in Rome and had to be given high flows of oxygen and blood transfusions on Saturday. The 88-year-old Pope was hospitalized more than a week ago due to a complex lung infection. The Vatican added that the Pope remains alert and spent the day in an armchair. Sabina Castelfranco, CBS News.
The president took a victory lap today. CBS's Aaron Navarro has that.
During his remarks Saturday afternoon at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Maryland, President Donald Trump rehashed the 2024 election against President Biden and Vice President Harris, but he also touted his administration's actions so far in his first month on immigration, specifically noting his mass deportation plan.
A longtime Democratic member of the U.S. House of Representatives says more people need to rise up and hold Trump accountable for what he's done in the first month of his second term.
Massachusetts Congressman Stephen Lynch says the nation is on the precipice of a constitutional crisis. Lynch, critical of President Donald Trump's first weeks in office, marked by a series of executive orders.
We have a president for the first time in this country that considers himself above the law.
But thus far, congressional Republicans have indicated no interest in challenging the president. Mike Macklin for CBS News, Boston.
A police officer and a gunman have been